leading into the best 5 minutes of the day. But first of all, got to remind you that a week from last night at 7:30 at UW Stout, Crew is going to be hosting the band Remedy Drive. They're one of the parachurch organizations on campus, and they're at Stout. Crew is used to be known as Campus Crusade. Remedy Drive going to be appearing in partnership next Thursday night with Exodus Road, an organization working to disrupt the darkness of modern-day slavery by partnering with law enforcement to fight human trafficking. Next Thursday night's free concert will work to rally us all together as the hands and feet of Jesus to fight the horrors of human trafficking. This is an exciting opportunity to partner with other Christian and like-minded groups for an incredible cause and a memorable night. Next Thursday night's concert is free, but ask you to consider purchasing band merchandise or making a donation to fight against trafficking. Join Crew and Remedy Drive Thursday, March 31st at 7:30 p.m. at the Fireside Cafe on the campus of UW Stout. And good morning to our friend, Jason Cairns. Good morning.
Good morning. That sounds like a wonderful opportunity.
Yeah. Yeah, I know that they are really Remedy Drive from Nebraska. I think, I don't know, brothers or friends, but anyhow, I've seen them, I think, in Cameron before, and I think the lead singer, actually, you can partner with some of these human trafficking organizations and kind of go undercover and work with them, and I think he'd done some of that work before.
Wow.
So, yeah.
Very cool. Very cool. Yeah, my wife came to faith through Campus Crusade many, 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 many years ago, and we are still friends with the folks who led her to Christ, and she is, and they are still involved with Crew. So,
huh? So they're like campus representatives, or what?
No, actually, they're in national leadership at this point. So they moved to Florida, and they're working down there. So
okay.
Yeah, it's kind of a neat thing. We just visited with them maybe a year or two ago, and it was kind of really neat to reconnect, you know, because it had been probably 2 decades since we had seen them. So when Heather and I were first dating, Anne, the wife, was very good at asking hard questions, and I didn't particularly like that at the time, but in hindsight, I'm grateful that, she was willing to do so. But,
yeah, right. Yeah, that's good. That's great. I hadn't heard that story before.
Well, now you have.
Yeah, keep learning here. All right, well, I don't know. Again, I intended to bring my study Bible to tackle more on Colossians 3, 1 and 2, and it must have been left in the car. So anyhow, anything more to say on setting our mind on things above? I mean, we live on the earth. We walk on the earth. There are things happening here, and yet this instruction at the start of Colossians 3, again, remembering those first two chapters, but is the main thought seems to be set your mind on things above. And I guess what I wanted to react to is just that negative criticism you hear is, that person's so heavenly minded, they're no earthly good. So,
right. You know, I think so. Just hearing you say that, I think for a lot of us, maybe, I know for me, the question is, well, what does that mean to set one's mind on things above?
Uh-huh.
And, you know, if we take, for me, as I take in mind or in thinking about Jesus's ministry, you know, it was really encouraging the way of love. It was really encouraging a life of other-centeredness. And so for me, I think that's a huge piece of what it means to set our minds on things above. I guess I'm talking about that, I think when we're focused on the above, it's recognizing the spiritual activity and how that happens through how we love others.
Mm. Yeah. Yeah, that's good. That's good.
Yeah. You know, I think when we think about the being so heavenly minded that we're of no earthly good, it what comes to mind for me around that is the idea that we're really just focused on getting to heaven someday as some far off concept.
Mm-hmm.
In the future, as opposed to recognizing that heaven is here amongst us, right? And so when Jesus says the kingdom of heaven is at hand, he means it's here. You know, that doesn't mean there's not a future life with Christ, but that we are to practice being heaven's ambassadors now.
Right. Yeah, the salt and light, for sure.
Right.
Yeah, I thought my friend our mutual friend Rob Gillette had something on Facebook yesterday, if I can track it down, that ties into that. Yeah, here it is, I believe. Well, let's see. Yeah, okay, a quote here, I don't know what it's from. He just said, when we go to God for mercy, let us not ask for a better world, a better job, a better marriage, or even a better group of friends. Let us ask for his mercy to love better, even when all of the above circumstances are completely disordered.
That sounds like something our friend Larry would have said.
Well, I mean, yeah, and again, you and I and him are all big Larry fans. He turned me on to him back in the day.
Right.
But, I mean, the fact is just the idea, it's about relationship. The Trinity is relational, and it's about relationship. And, again, we're so often our prayers can be about improving our circumstances, or the prayer requests can be, please pray for my improved circumstances. And yet Rob's saying, and Larry, in A Different Kind of Love, right? He talked about a different kind of happiness, I guess, but talked about this fact of the prayer that God would always answer. Lord, help me to relate more like Jesus.
Yeah, so good. You know, and I think for me, again, that's the idea of being heavenly minded, to kind of bring it back around.
Mm-hmm.
I think what Rob shared is spot on.
Mm-hmm. That's why I gave it a heart emoji. All right, well, I know I don't sound 100%. I'm passing through the car wash of a head cold, and so making it through. And so I think I'll be less contagious than ever tomorrow morning at breakfast at 7. So I hope to see you there.
Sounds good.
All right.
See you there.
Our good buddy Jason Cans from jasoncans.com. Brighter days, capping off three in a row. Blessing offer on WWIB as we're approaching 13 in front of 7 o'clock and 35 degrees. And an exciting promotion today with our March Hope and Hoops. It is all-day Arby's. Everybody who pledges today, and so exciting, everybody gets something. You get not just anything. You get a gift card for a free Arby's sandwich. Arby's is delish. I'm talking the roast beef and all their sandwiches. So, so good. And we're going to connect you with that just for pledging today. Thank you to Christy. She's our latest from Hannibal. Thank you, Christy. She says Abigail is donating $10, and Eleonora is donating $10 for Roderick's shooting today. Are those names familiar to you,
yes,
Emily?
You know Eleonora.
Okay.
It's our cousin.
All right. We got some good friends who are chiming in today. So this is Emily Dorney. She's the youngest of Terry and Carol Stewart's children, and she's got three kids of her own. So introduce us to who you all brought in this morning.
Yeah. So this is my oldest son, Roderick.
All right. Let me see. We got the microphone. Where's the microphone by you?
There
we go.
Here.
Yeah. Okay.
There we go. I got to get used to this again, right?
Yeah.
This is my oldest son, Roderick. You want to say how old you are?
I'm 7.
All right.
7. And what's your name? Fisher. And you're how old?
4.
Yep. And then we have one more, Alice. And she is just 1.5 years.
So you did. It was a big undertaking here. I know it's the end of spring break week, but you're a very good sport.
Yeah.
To
we'll get
them
up this early all week.
And
so.
Be here. Yeah.
We did it, though.
You did it. Yes. Thank you so much.
I couldn't do without my husband's help, though. I'm like, I need your help.
But yes.
He's still in school this week. He teaches at Lake Holcomb. So
when did they get their spring break?
They did. Gosh, I think it was about 2 weeks ago.
Okay.
So, yeah. So he's conditioned for waking up. So I said, help us, please.
Yeah. So how's Roderick shooting?
Yeah, he's getting there. He's
all right.
Doing pretty well. Making some, missing some, but
yeah.
You know.
Yeah, right.
He's ready to go. He's excited, right, Roderick?
All right, let's see. Well, we'll get all of these compiled. And again, everybody goes away with an Arby's gift card. And even mom stepping up. She says $5, make or miss. So taking the pressure off. But hey, we're looking for the best he can do. And we'll have that for you. And I understand Grandma and Grandpa listening on the live stream in Florida coming up. All right. Marcy says that her client, Mary Kay, would like to pledge $10 flat. She's listening and wants to hear her name on the radio. Well, there you go, Mary Kay. Thank you so much. And let me add you to the list here. I'm going to have to go on the backside. I got 3 pages, to be honest with you, front and back. We got 1, 2, 3, 6, or 7 on each one. And Mary Kay, very good. And she's going to get the Arby's gift card as well for that. So, again, thank you so much to Mona in Sheldon, Cody, Marcy in Bloomer, Abigail and Eleonora, Emily here, Mom Emily, and Mary Kay all getting behind young Roderick, who's going to hoop it up for us this morning. Talking to Mom, consulting with his coach before he's going to step up. 7 years old, a first grader at Stilson. All right, Roderick, I'm the play-by-play guy. You're the shooter. Go for it, buddy. First one is up, off the backboard, and in. He's 1 for 1. 4 more to go, and Fisher's there. Oh, Fisher's going to throw it against the backboard. All right, Roderick, and oh no, that one just spun out. But you know what? We're going to give him a retake because Fisher kind of was shooting at the same time. So here we go. We're going to give you a redo. This one's up and good. 2 for 2. Way to go. 3 more to go. The third one is off to the left a little bit. The Whip Wake Up Show, it's the Song Showdown on a Friday, and we've got 14 of the 16 that have advanced to the second round. We're going to finish the first round today, Caleb, just right to end a week.
Yes, so again, bigger matchups coming next week, but who's going to make the second round today? Final two, 7:15 to 7:45, 8:15 to 8:45. So you can already get your bonus vote in the WIB Wake Up Show Facebook group. Search the WWIB Wake Up Show on Facebook. But now it's time to text 715-396-1670. You also can make a pledge for Hope and Hoops while you vote as well, if you'd like. Song number one, this one comes from Marissa.
Yeah, Marissa, going with Ren Collective. Of course, they were here for One Fest last summer. Were a big hit on Friday night. Build Your Kingdom here. Song two from Jody and Aliva. Elevation Worship, Graves into Gardens. This is a heavyweight battle.
This is for sure. Here's song number one in our CCM Song Showdown on the WIB Wake Up Show. Thanks for joining us here at WWIB on a Friday. Voting is open in our CCM Song Showdown here in the WIB Wake Up Show. Final two matchups of the opening round here on this Friday. You have until 7:45 to vote for what you just heard. Ren Collective, Build Your Kingdom Here, that nominated by Marissa. And then Jody from Leva Havo has song number two. Which one's going to move on? We have no idea.
They're both great songs. As we just heard Ren Collective with just one vote on the talk and text line coming in from Bloomer for Build Your Kingdom Here, Ren Collective. But how about this powerful song from Elevation Worship, Graves into Gardens?
Who's going to win and move on? And I know a lot of you wait till hear both songs and then decide on your votes. That's fine, too. You can vote right now. Song number two in our CCM Song Showdown. Marissa nominates Ren Collective. She picks Build Your Kingdom Here as her first song. And then Jody from Aliva with Elevation Worship. She chooses Graves into Gardens. How are you guys going to choose which one you want? I don't know right now how well we've tallied so far. Early voting with almost 19 minutes left to vote. Ren Collective up 4. That can change in a hurry as voting at 396-1670 and a bonus vote via the WIB Wake Up Show Facebook group.
Yeah, determine who's going to face Laura Story in the second round. Is it going to be Elevation Worship or Ren Collective? 396-1670 and also bonus vote at the WIB Wake Up Show Facebook group.
Our first CCM Song Showdown of our final two in round one. Next one will be 8:15 to 8:45. How about it was Marissa from Bloomer with Ren Collective. She goes with Build Your Kingdom Here is her first song. Jody from Aliva with Elevation Worship, Graves into Gardens. Who do we have as the winner?
Ren Collective, Marissa's choice, moves on to face Laura Story in next week's second round.
Congratulations, Ren Collective. It's another busy Friday morning here on the WIB Wake Up Show, but we know your lives are even busier, and so that's why we do this for you every single Friday. Everything you might have missed in the past week, news, sports, politics, pop culture, we aggregate all of that information, and then we bring it to you as our public service. It's in condensed form because we respect your time. It's called Headlines. Here we go.
Well, Caleb, March Madness is now well underway.
After watching basketball game after basketball game, I like to take a little break by watching a little basketball, or I might even watch a little basketball.
Hey, go
ahead. It's officially spring.
Yeah, I know this because my lawn and leaf bags on the side of the house are no longer covered in snow.
Now they're just melting.
Yeah. Hey, yes, spring is here and the pollen is in the air.
I've been sneezing so much I had to have my car mechanic put a second set of windshield wipers on the inside of the car.
There you go.
Scientists say that our reliance on GPS is actually harming our brain's natural ability to navigate.
They warn that our natural ability to find our way will deteriorate to the point where soon, when we pick up a spoon, we'll need GPS to locate our mouth.
Recalculating.
A new study finds that the strictest parents in the world are in Italy.
Either you eat all that pizza or there's no gelato.
Oh, boy.
Researchers have finally figured out why Southerners who eat a lot of heart-healthy fish still die more frequently from strokes. It's because they usually fry their fish.
Evidently, frying fish increases your risk of stroke, even if you routinely take 2 deep-fried aspirin.
Seems like that would help.
And finally, speaking of heart health, according to a study, heavy, long-term coffee drinking does not raise the risk of heart attacks for most people.
No, but reading the price board at Starbucks does.
I'll tell you.
That's your headlines, and now you're all caught up.
Well, I think here on Youth Day on Friday, I mean, pledging for Lily is irresistible. So I haven't even seen her yet. She's not even here. But put me down. This is what I pledged for Dawson on Saturday. $1 for her first make, $2 for her second, all the way up to $5 if she makes the fifth one. So
well,
that'll
thank
be
you.
Potentially a total of $15 for Lily. So Anyhow, put me in and irresistible, as is the Arby's sandwich, certainly.
Yeah, I mean, seriously, every single pledger today gets a free sandwich card from Arby's, plus the entry into the Down to Earth drawings.
I know.
Why wouldn't you pledge today?
Irresistible. All
right. Kids and sandwiches.
Closing out the first round this morning, and Amanda and Rice Lake nominating Lauren Daigle, going with How Can It Be, squaring off against Nicholas. He's got 10th Avenue North and choosing the song Worn.
All right. We're going to play the two songs in a row for you. You vote by text 715-396-1670. Bonus vote in the WIB Wake Up Show Facebook group. Search the WWIB Wake Up Show. Find the private group. Join it and get a bonus vote there. Just 2.5 minutes left to vote between Lauren Daigle, and that's nominated by Amanda from Rice Lake, Lauren Daigle, and her song, How Can It Be, here in our CCM Song Showdown, against 10th Avenue North, Nicholas from Greenwood, and he chooses the song Worn. So 10th Ave and Worn against Lauren Daigle, How Can It Be? You decide who moves on and fills the final slot in our second round. This is our last opening round matchup here on the WIB Wake Up Show. 715-396-1670 bonus votes in the WIB Wake Up Show Facebook group. We're going to play one more tune here, but first, I have my eldest here, Lily. She is 11 years old. Good morning.
Hi.
Hi. And so we were originally going to have you and your brother Cooper, who just turned 7, shoot for Hope and Hoops, but he's kind of under the weather today. And so you were doing your practicing, and you told me off the air, you said, well, I'm not exactly the sportiest person in the family, but you were doing pretty well, weren't you?
Yeah.
Yeah. So you might not like sports quite as much. That's probably more Cooper, right?
Yeah. Yes, definitely.
Yeah. Cooper likes more sports. But what are the things that you like to do? Because there are lots of things. God's gifted you with a lot of talents. What are some of your favorite things to do?
I like to make stories and make projects.
Make stories and projects. So, I mean, some of your favorite things to do are crafts. And so what's one of your favorite stores where we just went the other day?
I think you know the answer.
But I don't know if everybody else knows the answer. What's one of your favorite stores?
I like to go to Joanne Fabrics and Crafts to gather stuff.
Yes, Joanne Fabrics and Crafts to gather stuff. And so the other day you were making a doll, making your own doll and designing not only the features, but the hair and all of that too. But you've done all sorts of crafts and everything from modeling clay to watercolors and painting. And then you were telling me this morning that you have another ambition. You want to write a book now, right?
Yes, I've already started.
You've already started. You're going to do the illustrations and you're going to write the story, right? Because you heard us talking here on the morning show one time about the little boy who made his own book and snuck it onto the library shelf. So we're not going to sneak it, but you want to get your book in the library, right?
Yes, I had to make a copy so I can have a real one, though.
Yeah. So you want a copy for you, and then you want a copy for the library so other people can read it?
Yes, half of it's computer and half of it's actually my art.
Yeah, well, that's great. So, again, do some on the computer and some of your own art. And we want to tell you, Lily, that a lot of people have pledged for you already, too. And every single person who pledges today is getting a free Arby's sandwich gift card and the chance to win a $15 gift certificate from Down to Earth Garden Center and the chance to win $400 from Down to Earth Garden Center. And that's good at Down to Earth or at the Mustard Seed Boutique or the 5 and 2 Cafe. And yesterday, our friend Ben from Down to Earth brought in from that 5 and 2 Cafe some raspberry lemon breakfast cookies, like breakfast scones. And you tried one of those. I brought one home. That was pretty good, right?
Yeah, Nora and I ate a whole one. Yeah. I like the lemon zest. It's kind of chewy.
Yeah, you like the lemon zest. And that's another thing you kind of like doing is you like experimenting with some baking too, don't you?
Yes.
Yes. So
I really want to try making coconut ice cream.
Coconut ice cream. All right, maybe we'll do that for a weekend project. So that's my daughter, Lily. If you'd like to pledge 715-396-1670, we'll do another song here to give you time for that. Again, everybody walking away with a free Arby's sandwich gift card, 715-396-1670. If you'd like to pledge for Lily All Day Arby's Kids Day here for Hope and Hoops, supporting the nonprofit ministry of Western Wisconsin's Inspirational Broadcaster Incorporated. That's Andrew Ripp, Fill My Cup. And you know what? You're filling my cup with joy too with all of your pledges for Lily, our oldest. She is 11. And Lily, we want to get you back on the mic here because you have folks listening. So your dad and stepmom Katie and brother Brecken are listening and they're pledging for you today. Did you want to say hi to them up in Rice Lake?
Hi.
Also coming from Rice Lake, Auntie Rachel pledges $10 per made shot and $5 per miss too. So thank you to Auntie Rachel. And she's probably listening with a lot of folks in her house as well too. So we want to say hi to all of them, to Kai and Dewey and to AJ. You want to say hi to all of them as well?
Hi, guys.
And also, I know brother Cooper is not feeling well enough, but he's still out in the car. So do you want to say hi to mom and your other siblings in the car?
Hi, Mom. Hi, Cooper. Hi, Nora.
Yes, Mom and Cooper and Nora. 715-396-1670 if you would like to pledge for Hope and Hoops for Lily this morning. Remember, every single pledger getting, because it's all day Arby's Day, getting a free sandwich card
and
from
Freddy.
Arby's. What?
Fred.
Oh, Freddy? Who's Freddy?
Freddy's like, what's going on?
I was like, who's Freddy? You're 11. Who's Freddy? That must be a cartoon character. Dad doesn't have
no.
to worry yet. Right?
It's a real life cat.
Oh, a cat. Okay, a cat. That's safe. That's safe. Freddie can be a cat. That's all right. You can have a friend named Freddie who's a cat. All right, Lily's shooting for Hope and Hoops.
Every single day.
Yes. She has been doing some warm-ups. We'll let you do just a few more warm-ups, honey. But folks have about 2.5 minutes left to pledge for Hope and Hoops. And then Lily is shooting 2.5 minutes left. All right, we are just about set for Lily, 11 years old, to shoot. Our oldest child here from the Swenson household, and 715-396-1670 if you'd like to get in a last-second pledge, and you're guaranteed a prize. Not only are you in the running for those down-to-earth prizes, but also everybody today getting an all-day Arby's card. You're getting a free sandwich from Arby's, so you can sneak in a last-second pledge at 715-396-1670. But Havel, she's been warming up, and she's ready to go.
You know, I only see her like once or twice a year, so she's getting older, she's getting taller, so... Thank you so much for coming in, Lily.
All right, again,
I think
last
it'd be
second.
Best if Dad does the play-by-play.
Let's do it. So 715-396-1670. We've got a couple sheets filled up already. We'd love to have more help for WIB Incorporated and pledges for Lily. Honey, are you ready? All right, she gives the thumbs up. She's ready to go. All right, first shot. Lily stepping to the line, 11 years old. First one on the way. Off
nice.
The backboard and in. Perfect.
Good job.
One for one. Second one rattles
wow.
in. She is 2 for 2. Lily, third shot on the way.
Yes!
Rattles that one through. 3 for 3. Perfection so far for Lily. From Rice Lake and Chippewa Falls. A foot in both camps.
Wow.
Swishes the fourth one.
Okay.
All right, going for perfection. She's excited now.
She's showing how it's done.
She's 4 for 4.
Mine was 3 to 5.
She said she was going for 3, but now she's got 4 already. Last one.
Oh!
Rattles it in, Lily.
Fantastic.
High five. Good job, honey.
What
in the world? 5 for 5. You were perfect.
5?
The spin she had on it.
That was great. A great touch. And she said, I'm not really the sportsy one of the family. That
wow.
was pretty good. Lily, you want to go back to the mic?
Yes, I do.
All right. She's even picking up the ball as well, too. The big sister mindset. How do you feel, Lily, after making all 5 shots? Because you said beforehand you were going to be happy if you made 3 out of 5. That was your goal. But you exceeded your goal. You smashed it.
I know.
I am very surprised.
You're very surprised.
Honestly.
But pretty excited, right?
Yes, especially since the fact that I can do stuff because I lost my tooth and I'm going to have homework section today. No homework section today.
Nice. All right, Lily, we want to thank everybody who pledged for you, and we'll do that right after we play the best of the week, and then we're going to see everybody wins that Arby's gift card for a free sandwich, but then we'll see who wins the $15 from Down to Earth as well. But, Halvo, another labor of love and different kind of week this week.
It was a different kind of week. We didn't have as many usual segments talking about everything under the sun. It was a lot of that on the Song Showdown. So you'll hear that and more featured in this week's Best of the Week.
Laura's story moves on to the second round. So we say so long to Stephen Curtis Chapman, who I know is one of my favorites in yours as well, too.
Micah Tyler taking it 2 Casting Crowns by 31 votes, winning it.
Voting is now officially closed, and by 9 votes. Rich Mullins moves on. Rich Mullins knocks out Need to Breathe.
Yeah, so I was telling you over the weekend, you know, I got an old guy injury. I had this pain in my shoulder that radiated down to my elbow and up to my neck. And, you know, if you're listening to the program and you're a doctor, we have open lines. Feel free to call us and diagnose. But so I had this pain for like, you know, 4 months. And I was like, oh, it'll go away. And, well, it didn't go away. It got worse. And how I injured it, right, wait for it, opening a dresser drawer.
Opening
That's my...
a dresser? What happened?
I reached up to grab my shirt and something just... popped or ripped, you know, and it's just so much pain now. So that's
wow.
That's an old guy injury, right?
WWIB, the WIB Wake Up Show. We have a winner.
We do indeed. Yes, Mercy Me, nominated by Driver Dan from Janesville. It's third day in revival, moving on to the second round of our CCM Song Showdown. The third day fans coming from all over today, and third day wins and moves on to the second round. Tuesday trivia here in the WIB Wake Up Show. This year. Your average, you'll eat about 9 pounds of what? All right, what's your clue, Havel?
I have a can of this out on our countertop with the intentions of using it in something that I would
hope to make for dinner.
Yes, Mark always makes his Mexican taco soup, so I'm going to guess corn.
You're going to guess corn? You are absolutely correct. This year, the average American will eat 9 pounds of corn. Great job. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Jody Wolfcott, Oliva.
That stars go dim. It's going to get better. Well, it does get better for Toby Mack, as it was tight, but Toby Mack and Scars from the Johnson family in Eau Claire narrowly knocks off Blanco with Shattered from the Ibrahim family in Chippewa Falls. So Toby Mack moves on to the second round in our CCM Song Showdown here in the WIB Wake Up Show.
Oh!
There's the dunk for the he was not kidding.
Oh, and then there you go.
All right, so 5 out of 5 for Johnson Boy number one on their spring break by double digits votes by 10 officially. Zach Williams and Chainbreaker, nominated by Tammy from Durand, knocks off Chris Tomlin and Thank You Lord, nominated by Mike from Cameron. So congratulations, Zach Williams. This was tight. This was tight. And so, again, it was DC Talk, nominated by our own Betsy from Evenings. Jesus Is Just All Right against Jeffrey from Wausau at 94.3 FM. His band was Switchfoot, and he nominated Stars for the first song. And this came right down to the wire, right down to the wire at 8:45. Mm-hmm. And a family vote made the difference.
Uh-oh.
A family vote made the difference. I feel a little betrayed because it was the Johnson family, my buddies. But they voted all 5 of them. Some families split their votes, but the Johnsons voted all 5 for DC Talk, and DC Talk wins by 3 votes.
You gave us a cabin fever scream on the way out. Can you give us kind of a winner's scream here today?
Woo!
There we go.
Best of the week, WWIB.
And we have a winner to draw here just a moment for the Down to Earth Garden Center gift certificate, but also our final our final entry into the second round during our CCM Song Showdown has been determined between Lauren Daigle and 10th Avenue North. 10th Ave takes it by 9 votes.
Yeah, Nicholas in Greenwood nominating 10th Avenue North. Lauren Daigle knocked out of the tournament. We've got our 16 for the second round starting Monday.
All right, and also the winner of the Down to Earth Garden Center gift certificate is... Hold on, we're going to have to do another random number generator here. And hey, it's actually your Grandpa Steve and Grandma Vicky from Dallas.
Lily, hey,
they win $15 from Down to Earth Garden Center. Is
Way
that pretty
go.
Cool?
Mm-hmm.
And let's thank everybody who pledged for Lily this morning, as she was perfect, 5 for 5. Here's everybody who pledged for you, Lily. I want to read all of these names, 16 names. Mona, Cody, Grandma Vicky and Grandpa Steve, Lisa from La Crosse pledged for you, Grandma Julie from Rice Lake, Hannah from Chippewa Falls, Michelle, our own Michelle from here at the station pledged for you, Grandpa Steve and Grandma Sarah from Rice Lake Cameron area, Vicky from Eau Claire, Jackie from Eau Claire, Trulina from Stanley, Mary Kay from Bloomer. Also, our own Halvo, who's sitting right in here, he pledged for you, too.
Way to go.
And Auntie Rachel from Rice Lake, and then Dad Jordan and Katie pledged as well, too, along with your brother Brecken, and Kevin from Fountain City pledged as well. All those people pledged for you. What do you want to say to them?
Thank you all very much.
Yes, it was a powerful performance. She did pretty well, Halvo.
She did fantastic. You can't do any better than 5 for 5.
I know. I mean, and here's the thing. Having shot throughout the month here, I know how hard it is to go 5 for 5.
I know.
And, yeah, Lily did it on her very first try. Pretty
good. She had a nice soft touch.
All right. Well, hey, thank you all so much. And come collect your Arby's free sandwich cards. And we're doing it again with PA and the PM on the drive this afternoon. Halvo, it's been another full week. We've got more fun planned next week as well.
It sure has. We start the second round, 7:15 Monday morning.